Well, some movement this week on the Affordable Health Care Act on our show Wednesday. We updated the numbers that were in print on Wednesday morning with what we received from Avera. At that point, the number was at 2189. Back with us this morning, in between phone calls, in between meetings, is Deb Muller, the Chief Administrative Officer of the Avera Insurance Plan. Deb, welcome back.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning, listeners. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Sorry we don't have your niece with you today. But that was kind of a strange coincidence on Wednesday, was it not?
It was a very strange coincidence, and it became a topic of the Christmas Day dinner conversation as well, even though we like to keep work off the table.
There you go. Okay, update for us. You've been on the phone. You have been counting numbers. Where are we this morning?
This morning, we're at 2,409 folks who have come into us through the federally facilitated marketplace. It seems like a great distance away from October 1st when we had three. So the numbers keep coming in. We are also going to be able to, because the federal government issued some regulations, they aren't widely known, but the regulations were issued on December the 17th called Maximizing January 1st, 2014 Enrollment. Issuers like Avera Health Plans were actually given independent discretion to determine whether or not they wanted to allow people to go past the date of January the 24th to get coverage through the marketplace for a January 1st effective date. So we've asked the federal government to allow us to accept applications for a January 1st effective date through December 31st, 2013. Now, the folks' premiums still need to be paid by January the 10th, and we need to have them hopefully in-house here by January the 7th so that we can get them completely processed by the January the 10th date. But all you have to do is go out to the healthcare marketplace, to healthcare.gov, go through the enrollment process, and when we receive your file from the federal government, what we will do is we're going to call the people that enrolled with Avera Health Plans between the 24th, which is the official date that the federal government did their cutoff, and December the 31st, and we're going to call everybody and find out if they would like a January 1st effective date or a February 1st effective date. If they would like a January 1st effective date, they'd simply just need to get their premium into us by January the 10th for us for processing, and we'll make them effective on January the 1st. It was the least that we could do, considering our phones were ringing off the hook on Christmas Eve Day from parents who were having discussions with their kids when they were home, talking about, well, what are your plans for health insurance? And we got a lot of panicked parents calling in saying, do we absolutely have to get this done today on the 24th, or can we enjoy our Christmas? And we said, well, let's see if we can work through this option that the government has given us, and we decided to move forward with that.
I did put the appeal out, too, to your counterpart over at Sanford, Lisa Carlson, and Lisa sent me a note which basically says they're still in the 600s, but they continue to be amazed by the amount of operational changes that continues to be made by the government to meet the enrollment targets, which are still below the original projections, and these are causing confusion among consumers and individuals.
That I would say that we have received a piece of new guidance or additional guidance from the federal government every day, up to and including Christmas Eve Day, where a blog came out that basically said, for anyone that's on the federally facilitated marketplace, you can call to get an exception to finishing your application so that you can still get coverage for January 1st. So, yes, it is difficult for consumers to kind of get their facts squared away, and that's why we decided that we were going to do our part as an issuer and allow people to just go through and do the normal process through December 31st. We'll take on the burden of calling you, seeing if you wanted a January 1st date or a February 1st date, and then taking that mysticism, if you would, off the table for folks.
All right, let me fill in the rest of the circle right now. Abby Vanderwerf from Holt McDowell, that deals with the business side of the ledger, continues to work with that. And, of course, she makes the point that most South Dakotans have health insurance through employers, group plans, Medicare or Medicaid, and need not concern themselves with the federal exchange. That is an important side. Linda Ross, CEO of the Community Health Organization of the Dakotas, CHAD, as it's known, they will have some community meetings, including one or two scheduled for Falls Community Health Center in Sioux Falls in the first quarter of 2014. Lots of confusion there, but one of the things that I was kind of impressed with, Deb, was the fact that you do have a lot of those that are 20, 30, 40 years of age that are responding and signing up.
Yes, that is very true. Even with this influx of the last several hundred members that we received in the push of December 23rd and December 24th, we really didn't see our average age change much, which means we have a balance of 20 and 30-year-olds, which is balancing out the 50 and the 60-year-olds that are coming onto the plan.
And with the numbers that I have from Avera this morning, you said 2409, is that correct?
Yes, 2409 as of last night.
And with what I have seen from Sanford and the few with Dakota Care, we now appear to be over 3,200, which is far above the 2,500 we had in the headline on Tuesday morning.
Yes, the last push indeed. That weekend right before Christmas and then Christmas itself. And then one of the things that changed on the 23rd was the president's announcement that people had until the 24th to finish their application process. So that created another influx there as well. And I do believe that if we can get the word out that folks can still, at least with Avera Health Plans, get their applications in through December 31st, that we'll continue to see those numbers grow as we move through the end of this year for January 1st date. I think it's all in the benefit of all the carriers, is we really want people just to have coverage.
All right. Deb Muller with Avera. She is the Chief Administrative Officer of the insurance plan. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us. It's a busy time of year, and glad that we could have your niece on a show with you this week. strange occurrences.
Strange coincidence, but very fun for me. So thank you so much, Bill.
Okay, maybe we can talk to you early next week.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Take care.